Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, April 13th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off, a new report from Bloomberg today offers new details on what to expect from Apple in 2020. The report says that two models in the iPhone 12 lineup will adopt a design similar to the iPad Pro. This includes a redesigned chassis with flat stainless steel edges and flat sides with more sharply rounded corners. This isn't the first time we've heard about this redesign, but what's interesting is Bloomberg specifies that only two iPhone 12 models will get the new design. So for instance, it could be that only the iPhone 12 Pro devices are redesigned, with the rest of the lineup staying with the same design as the iPhone 11. Bloomberg also corroborates recent reports saying that the notch on the iPhone 12 will get smaller this year, with Apple working to remove the notch at some point in the next few years. Flagship iPhone models usually launch around September, with some models shipping in October, such as the iPhone XR, and in November, such as the iPhone X. Due to COVID-19-related delays, Bloomberg says to expect some of the models this year to be released several weeks later than the usual September target. But with this in mind, it appears that all of the devices are still on track for release sometime in 2020, just perhaps a little later than usual. In addition to the iPhone 12, Bloomberg says that a cheaper HomePod is also on the way, and it would be about half the size of the current HomePod. More details here are unknown, but presumably Apple is looking to compete with things like the Amazon Echo line of products with something smaller and lower cost. And the report also notes that Apple's upcoming AirTag item trackers will come bundled with a leather sleeve and a keychain attachment. Both the cheaper HomePod and AirTags are expected to be released sometime this year, Bloomberg says. And finally, the report says to also expect new MacBook Pro hardware, an updated Apple TV, a refresh to the entry-level iPad, and an iMac update, all before the end of 2020. In other news, Apple and Google have teamed up on a joint effort that leverages Bluetooth on Android and iOS phones to help governments and health agencies reduce the spread of COVID-19. One way to track the spread of coronavirus across a population is through something called contact tracing. This is why Google and Apple are teaming up on a comprehensive solution for contact tracing that includes APIs and operating system-level technology to assist in enabling contact tracing. Based on these upcoming tools, governments will be able to build COVID-19 contact tracing apps that work across Apple and Google devices. So when two people are in close range, their phones will exchange anonymous identifiers. If an individual gets diagnosed with COVID-19, they can have their device transmit a list of everybody they've been in contact with to the cloud. Meanwhile, the second person's phone will periodically download a list of everyone that has tested positive in their area. If a match occurs, they will be notified and prompted to contact health authorities. Google and Apple say that the APIs will be available sometime in May, and those official apps from public health agencies will be able to be downloaded through Google Play and through the App Store. But building on that is a second joint effort that is focused on creating a broader Bluetooth-based contact tracing platform by building the functionality into the operating systems themselves. So in this scenario, third-party apps would no longer be required, with contact tracing built directly into Android and iOS. In this scenario, there would still be a required manual opt-in, but with the functionality built directly into the OS, there would theoretically be wider spread adoption. But the first goal is to launch those APIs for health agencies to build the apps themselves. And both companies in their joint press release heavily focused on the privacy angle, emphasizing that user consent will always be required and that no personally identifiable information or location data will ever be collected. And continuing Apple's efforts in helping fight coronavirus, Apple Maps will soon display testing sites directly in the app. Apple has launched a new portal for hospitals, healthcare providers, and private businesses to register as COVID-19 testing locations. Apple will review the application, and when approved, the location will start appearing on Apple Maps. The testing locations will appear with a red medical icon and a special banner in the Apple Maps card. Apple Maps will show information like the name of the business, the associated healthcare provider, contact phone number, and website. It will also surface information about the type of testing location, such as laboratory, hospitals, or the nature of the site, like drive-throughs, parking lots, or buildings. Apple is also seeking applicants to state whether the site will require a referral. So the banner in the Apple Maps app will tell users if they need to schedule an appointment before showing up, or whether a doctor's note is required. The goal here is to create more awareness around COVID-19 testing locations and availability, with specific details about what someone needs to do if they want to get tested at that location. We expect these new testing sites to begin rolling out in Apple Maps soon, as hospitals and other establishments register through the online portal. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at ChanceHMiller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.